I'm Marco Werman with The World. A high-profile defector from North Korea had a sobering warning this week for the U.S. and its allies. He told NBC News that the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is developing nuclear weapons and is prepared to use them against his enemies. North Korea is surely on the agenda for President Trump's meeting with China's Xi Jinping today in Florida. But for people in South Korea, those threats from the North aren't as big a worry as you might think. That's especially true for young South Koreans, as The World's Matthew Bell found out when he spoke with students at Sogang University in Seoul.
From an 11th-story cafeteria, there's a great view of downtown Seoul all the way to the Han River. This is a city of 25 million people, and the border with North Korea is only about 30 miles away. So I ask some psychology students finishing up a leisurely lunch this question.
How much do you worry about North Korea?
북한이 단독적으로 어떤 행동을 할 수 있을 거라고 생각하지 않기 때문에
Ko Young-shil says North Korea can't really do anything all by itself. Even though there is a military threat from there, she says, she's not afraid. Ko, who is 30, says she's been hearing about the dangers of North Korea for a long time, but nothing ever happens. It's just threats, she says.
그들이 적이 아니라 우리 동포?
Nam Ji-hae chimes in about the North Koreans, saying, they're not our enemies, they're our brothers and sisters. That's what I've been taught. There's an election here in South Korea next month to replace the president who was just impeached. And Nam says she'll vote for a candidate who's friendly toward the North and wants to improve relations. Like her classmates, Shim Ju-hwan sort of shakes her head at my first question.
Usually I don't worry about the North Korea.
You don't worry at all about North Korea. Why?
왜냐하면 거기 이제 우리나라 군사
Shim says she has faith in South Korea's leaders and its military. And she's not exactly young and naive. She's in her 40s. She says she doesn't completely agree that the North Koreans are not the enemy. She recalls the attack on a South Korean Navy ship in 2010. It killed 46 sailors. But again, these are things that she just doesn't worry about on a daily basis. In between classes, I talk with some engineering students in the outdoor smoking area. And when I ask about their top concerns for the future, they tell me it's not North Korea, but...
How to make a living.
How to make a living. How to get a job.
In this society, as you know, Korea's society is very... have congestion.
Competition is what I think he means here. That's Eun Hyo Jun, who's 25. Besides the job market, he and his friends tell me they're worried about personal issues, like finding a wife, one guy says, a lot more than about issues of national security.
Conveniently enough, the smoking area is located right next to a basketball court here at Sogang University. So I'm just going to go over and try to talk to some of these guys shooting baskets and see how they feel about North Korea.
아, 북한 핵 문제에 대해서 좀 무섭긴 하죠. 근데
North Korea's nuclear weapons are a little scary, Paek Sung-ho tells me. He's a 22-year-old chemical engineering student. But the North Koreans know that going nuclear would mean the end of North Korea, he says. Paek will begin his 2-year stint of mandatory military service next year in the South Korean army. He says North Korea is a sensitive issue, but he doesn't really lose any sleep over it.
The last question, and I'll let you go back and shoot baskets. How much confidence, how much faith do you have in the Americans, the South Koreans' good friends?
네, 아, 네. 미국이 오바마 대통령일 때는
When Obama was president, Paek says he had a lot of confidence, but now, not so much. He says Donald Trump doesn't seem so willing to help out South Korea, and a lot of people here worry about that. One place where folks are plenty concerned about North Korea is this protest camp in front of Seoul's City Hall. It's been here for weeks as a show of support for South Korea's conservative ex-president Park Geun-hye. She's now facing corruption charges. There's not a young person in sight here. It's mostly older men, many of them military veterans. 77-year-old Lim Sun-mook is wearing a full army uniform and a red beret. And when this American reporter shows up, he stands at attention and gives me a salute.
우리 나이 먹은 사람들은 말이요.
Us old-timers, Lim says, we experienced the Korean War. We are well aware of North Korea. But the youngsters, they don't get it, he says. They are more worried about their own future. In a fiercely competitive economy, young people here have good reason to be worried about their own careers, says Kim Sung-kyung. She's a professor at the University of North Korean Studies in Seoul. At the same time, she says, there are real risks in not taking the danger posed by North Korea seriously.
If we don't really recognize that danger, then we can't make our plan. We can't make our sort of, you know, strategy to react the danger. So that's one of the very big problems in South Korea's younger generation. We have to sort of be more prepared.
Right now, South Koreans young and old are preparing to elect a new president. The frontrunner is a moderate named Moon Jae-in. If he wins the election a month from now, he's expected to take a much more conciliatory approach toward North Korea. For The World, Matthew Bell, Seoul.